Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves washing against you, it is apparent that, for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting us from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess. One foot, then the other, nice and easy. The hiking path was narrow and full of rocks and roots. Without the proper shoes, there's a high chance of someone getting seriously hurt. Later down the path, there's a rock scramble that's sprained two ankles and broken an arm. Brianna was used to this path, though. Not as well as the other paths, but well enough not to fall. She stopped, took out a small piece of green tape, and stuck it on a tree branch. She took this moment to take in the surrounding area. She had one foot on a rock, and another on a thick root. She was standing on the side of the hill, slightly leaning to one side for the sake of not falling. Looking down the hill, the thin, long trees hold no leaves anymore, and the ground is littered with small brown weeds, dyed and drying, but never dead. Brianna remembered when the forest was full of bright green leaves and small critters and beautiful moss and mushrooms. Even though the forest was dead, Brianna was still in love with it. Was she in love with the memories of the forest? Or was it the dreams or not? Ugh. She cursed at herself. Her memory was going, but she was still fighting for it. A small break over, she had to move on. Turning up the trail, there was a hike uphill for another half mile or so. And then, there's a lake. Brianna remembered taking her daughter there once a week to show her that nature was still beautiful, but as time went on and she became older, her daughter didn't want to take any more trips with her. Brianna loved Marna so much, it hurt her to her core. Brianna couldn't stop thinking about her daughter. It was as if each step Marna invaded her mind more and more. Each memory replaying with more intensity. Brianna was halfway to the top of the hill when she remembered the first time Marna killed someone. It was when they were hunting small game. She was around 12 at the time. They had been hiking in these woods for a couple days. When they finally found a healthy rabbit, was when they attacked. Another group started shooting and they ran. Brianna making Marna run in front of her. After one too many wrong turns, though, they ended up at a dead end. Brianna shot back and got a couple hits, but Marna took Brianna's pistol out of its holster and started shooting, too. Brianna couldn't protest, but soon enough, Marna landed a shot, then another, until the two of them killed the group of four that attacked them. That memory made Brianna cry. She shouldn't cry, but she can't help it. Tears running down her face as she makes it to the top of the hill. Brianna took a moment to look at the final wonder of the world. The clear, acid lake in front of her. It wasn't a huge lake, but it was so clear that you could see the bottom. Because of that, it was a safe space. It was the reason Brianna loved this place. Brianna was out of breath when she looked over and saw someone standing at the lake, staring out into the dead trees. Brianna took out a small, folded-up piece of paper and brought it to the edge of the lake next to the figure. Brianna looked down and compared the hand-drawn picture of the face to the person next to her. The words on the paper read, "Marna Joanna, wanted dead or alive." Brianna looked at her daughter. "They got your nose wrong." Marna glanced at the piece of paper. "It looks more like you," Marna said. Brianna's tears began welling up in her eyes. "You know, the last word says alive, like, we can work it out." Marna turned to her mother. "Well, you are the sheriff. You could just get rid of it." Brianna looked down at the wanted poster.
"I could," she sighed. "But then there would be no justice for all those families."
"They deserved it."
"You didn't have to kill them."
"They assaulted me."
There was a pause. A moment of silence. A thought. Brianna contemplated her options. Seriously. This time. Brianna looked at her daughter. "Maybe. But those folk down there, they're hurting. There was another way."
"Not for me," Marna said. "On your twos, Mom." Both of them began to back away from each other, slowly keeping eye contact. The memory bled into Brianna's focus. On your twos, it was when Brianna taught her daughter how to shoot. Ones is relaxed, twos is ready, threes is aiming, fours is firing. It was how her father taught her firearm discipline. It's what she taught Marna the moment was over before it even started. Marna drew her gun, but she wasn't as fast as her mother. Two shots rang in the dead wood. Normally birds would flap away, but there was nothing, just dead air. Marna, a big red blotch on her shirt, looked at her mother in both astonishment and anger. Marna's face contorted as if she was trying to find the right words to say. Her last words. Brianna's cheeks were wet from tears as she began to walk over to her dying daughter, but before she could make it, Marna said what she wanted to say.
"Nice shot."
She fell back lifeless on the ground. Brianna crumbled next to her daughter and cried, hoping this nightmare would end.
And thus concludes this week's Tale of Prowess. Thank you for joining us, and have a safe journey, traveler. This week's tale was written and produced by Rachel Leota, with a theme composed by Abigail Hines.